doors to a door. Keep your eyes closed. You won't want to see what's next. It's past your life again. But the feelings left are the effects. The feelings left are the effects. Keep your eyes closed. You won't want to see what's next. It's past your life again. But the feelings left are the effects. The feelings left are the effects.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Let's hear one from Audra Kubat. This is a track called Garden, and she's going to be playing at the DIA a week from tomorrow night to celebrate her sixth album. She's going to be playing in the Diego Rivera Hall, so that should be kick-ass. Anyway, Garden from Audra Kubat. Oh, listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor / Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And as always, you know what time it is. It's a couple minutes after 5, but it's time for some live music. And in the studio, we have Freak Box.
Hey!
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're good, man. How are you?
Yep.
I'm good, man. Hell, I can tell by your voice you're excited and ready to do this, aren't
ready
you?
Ready to roll, man.
It's one of those few times I wish we had the visual as well as the audio, because I think that would be a treat for our listeners, but we're just going to have to, we'll talk about it later. Maybe we can describe yourselves, you know, before we get out of here.
We're right now or never mind.
We'll worry about it later. Why don't we get started with some music? What are you going to give us first?
Right now we're going to give you Not This Time.
All right, let's do it.
Just swallowed strychnine. I finally lost my mind. Put the bullets in the gun, 'cause that time has gone. Thought that I was fine, but not this time. This is the end of me. Why don't you? 'Cause I know where I'm going. It's nowhere.
All right, you caught me off guard there. That sudden ending. You always got to test the DJ to see if he's awake.
All right.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the house, we have Freak Box.
Hello.
Hey. So,
what's up?
Why don't you, if you could go around the room real quick and introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, you know me. I'm horny. Next.
Lead guitars and vocals is horny.
Yeah.
There
hi,
you go.
Hi. Yeah. Hi.
Got
this
a bear.
Is me. This is my voice.
Usually we just keep him in his box so he doesn't talk much. He just comes out for events. So anyway, I'm Vic Wayne. I'm bass, backing vocals.
Alrighty.
I'm Brian Chaos, drums.
Okay. How long you guys been together?
Like almost a year, I think.
Well, give and take, you know. Kind of over the past year, putting it together and everything, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think the band itself is probably like going on a 2 year, but it's the formative stages, you know what I'm saying? And now it's finally complete and ready to go, so This is it.
Yeah, this has been Horny's project here for a couple years. And,
okay.
You know, it's just now all coming together when he found me and Brian and everything. And
It's kind of like what I did was I wanted to assemble a band of a bunch of people that were already prominent in the business, were, you know, music business. And like Vic Wayne, Brian, me, we're all from popular bands put together. It's almost like an Avengers.
Okay.
If that makes sense. A bunch of superheroes put together to
save
your music world from all these cover bands.
Well, we're glad you're doing that for sure. What are some of the bands that we probably recognize you've been in, all of you?
That's a good question.
Going to put you on the spot now.
I can't remember.
Those are old
chapters. Oh, yeah.
That was more than 2 years ago.
It's all about now, you know.
I plead the fifth.
All right. That's okay. That's all right. No.
Yeah. They're all dead, and they're all like the past. So we just want to start new and just say welcome.
That's
welcome
cool.
To this
all insanity. Right.
Yeah, we're all original. You're not going to get any covers, and the only tribute act that we are is to ourselves. So
nice.
There you go. It's a good way to look at it. All right, let's do another one. What's this?
This is Fallen. It's from chapter one of the autobiography. We'll be right back.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 with Freak Box. All right. So what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of your music?
Go to our Facebook.
Yeah, there's a Reverb Nation.
Freak Box Band. And, yeah, Reverb Nation. From there, you can go to Reverb Nation. There's
SoundCloud.
A link on there.
Yeah, just search the internet for us. We're out there somewhere.
Okay. Then when they search for you, they can get those pictures so they know exactly what they're...
Yeah, there's even video out there of us creeping around downtown Detroit and stuff.
There's a video of Before Horny.
Before Horny?
Oh, yeah. Like an origin story. You should check that out. Not this time.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's
very.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Interesting.
It's kind of how Horny went in his... Well,
I would say no more.
A butterfly.
It's like a chrysalis. It's like a rebirth or like maybe a phoenix or... I don't know. But for now, we should let the music do the talking. And this one is a brand new one. So I always say to people, I wonder what it would feel like to be happy.
That's okay. That's what it's all about. Live radio. Happy.
Yeah.
With Freakbox. So not only are you horny, but you're happy, huh?
Yeah. Well, I used to be. That used to be me.
That used to be you?
No, it's getting better.
Oh, yeah. There's always tomorrow, definitely.
Yeah. You know, this next one, they say that love, it's a many splendored thing. But I say, love is...
walk on the sunny side of the street. Such a silly thing. Such a silly thing. It is such a silly thing. A day when love is here to stay. Day when no rain falls on my parade. Such a silly thing. Love is such a silly thing.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in Studio J, we have Freakbox.
Hello,
hey.
Detroit.
So you guys got some upcoming shows?
We will be at the Melody Inn in Indianapolis, December 3rd. And
that means Ricky Rat, we're coming to visit you, so.
There you go.
And next year, 2017, we'll be at Mulligan's in Grand Rapids here in Michigan. That's January 6th.
Okay. All right. Nothing local in the near future as of right now?
Not yet, no. We just haven't got the right offer here yet, you know. So.
Yeah, and it's like these bars want to have you pay to play, and that's just, it's stupid.
Cover or tribute band.
Yeah, like,
we're
original.
So.
If you want us to play at your bar, contact us.
Detroit's a tough crowd.
I know. I know, don't get me
started.
There
just isn't much of a market at the moment, it seems like, for original bands, but.
That's a
you
shame,
know, we,
too.
We kind of hope to, like, you know, stop that trend, hopefully, you know, who knows.
You just have to hang in there and stick to it. We have to, you know, make sure that we outnumber them. That's the way you do it.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. You know, exactly. Like,
the other states will show us love.
So that's where you have to go. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
All right. So you don't have anything, like, technically, let me start over again. Physical as a release. You don't have like a CD out or anything like that, do you? Or just available online.
Just the demos online. That's
okay.
It.
Any plans anytime when?
Absolutely.
Powers the bee.
Sure.
Know?
Everything and above. Videos, touring, merchandise. All that stuff. I mean,
stadiums, groupies.
Really, there's a bunch of stuff that's really in the works right now that, I mean, we really can't talk about. But, I mean, things are actually really starting to happen. So, I can sleep at night now.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I could just imagine you without sleep. That could be scary. All right. Why don't we do another one then? What is this called?
This one's entitled Bloodthirsty.
Ooh.
He's waiting, hiding in the mist. Looking for his next fit. You'll never know what he knows. You'll never see what he saw. You'll never know. Thank God it's so. Bloodthirsty, a machine of death. Last thing you see for your last breath. He's friendly and he's kinda shy. Everyone says he's one great guy. What they don't know won't hurt them until the day they cross him. Then they'll see who he really is. Bloodthirsty, a machine of death. Your last breath.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with Freakbox.
Yeah.
Hey, we'd like to thank you for having us. I mean, this is nice, so.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very welcome. Our pleasure, definitely. Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Awesome.
I really like that song a lot. I mean, I like them all, but definitely that one for sure.
Thanks.
Yes. It's got a nice groove to it, yes. What are some of the influences that you gentlemen have
For me, it's Kiss.
Okay.
I would say, like say older Kiss. Kiss with makeup. Let's put it that way.
Well, I figured you kind of meant
Kiss with makeup,
that.
Yeah. I like Misfits.
Misfits, yeah.
I don't know, you know, all sorts of punk rock stuff. Dead Boys, Sex Pistols, Ramones, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, it could go on and on. Mm-hmm. But Stooges, I have to give a shout out to Iggy Pop. And I don't know. I mean, there's...
Do you see that new documentary that's coming out?
Yeah, I'm going to be there, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Isn't it Halloween? DIA, I think it's the end of the month. Next month, so.
The new Jim Jarmusch film? That should be awesome.
I don't think I'm allowed in there anymore.
Sure. It's on my to-do list.
That's cool, yeah.
So, anyways, this next song, it's... in a way, like a little public service announcement of maybe what not to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier!
Do not mix drinking and driving.
Yeah, it's kind of a testament to how the times have changed, you know, going back to, like you're talking about early Kiss and the bands from back then, a lot of things that they sang about, talked about, it was all pro, like, partying.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I remember, like, as a kid, you used to laugh at the drunk. Mm-hmm. He would be on TV, you know what I'm saying? Like comedians doing stuff like that. Now they say, wow, what, that's sad. You know?
Yeah, it's not that funny, especially
yeah, right.
when not
well,
used.
Well, people I think are smartening up.
Sometimes
I mean, you know, I mean.
Well, in the safety of your own home.
I just take
or,
Uber.
There you go, you know, it's
problem
yeah, you know,
solved, I guess.
Sometimes I fall on my face before I can get in it at the end of the night, but sometimes you'll find a cool guy driving, he'll pull you in there.
There you go. Hey, as long as you do it responsibly, that's
yeah.
the main thing.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Everything in moderation, right?
There you go. Enjoy, but not too much.
All right, so.
Except for good rock and roll, though. Good
and
punk,
maybe yeah. socks. Can, I don't, oh, I mean, can we say that?
I take it, man, it's hot as hell in here. Can I take my shirt off?
Don't say hell, heck.
It's okay. Just don't.
That word's okay.
Just don't say it blasphemously, yeah. that's oh, all. Yeah. As long as you don't say it.
Sorry, we don't mean any disrespect. Respect.
Shirtless is allowed. In fact, you know, no one can see you except us and your friends. So
okay.
have at it, whatever you want to do. Man.
There go the pants. What are you doing?
There goes the socks.
What's
there
wrong go- with you? Get away from me with that thing.
There we go. It's getting crazy in the studio, folks.
Anyways. He's been watching too many Steel Panther videos.
Oh, no. Never, man.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyways, back to programming. We'll let the music do the talking. This one is called Dead End because everybody makes mistakes.
Daddy,
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 with Freakbox in Studio J. Well, this is where the dead end leads you to, WHFR.
Yeah. Well, no, it's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
This is the beginning of the yellow brick road for us, if that makes sense.
But yeah, there you go. When one ends, another one begins.
Yeah.
The way it works. Huh? All right, we're looking at the time here. You can see the clock right over here to the left of you, behind you.
Okay.
Right here, right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we got, like, we got 20 more minutes? Or?
Yeah, you got to make it to about 6:01 approximately.
So. Holy smokes.
Yeah, okay. So if
Maybe
you...
we should start...
That's a lot of
if
talk.
You,
yeah. Yeah. Sounds like Vic Wayne wants to do some songs that he was unprepared for.
No, I'm prepared. I
okay.
just...
Yeah, you're not happy. Well,
no.
Things happen, though, on live radio. Like, we can talk about stuff like... like maybe having band or bar owners contacting us for shows, or record producers.
What's that?
Record label. Anything.
Okay. Do those still exist? I mean,
hey, had one suggestion from the sound engineer, Horny. Why don't you explain about your rigs? You know, how you set up your sound and all that stuff.
Yeah, I believe in what they call stereo.
Stereo.
I know it's. It's passé now, I think. No, maybe it's still relevant, but one is left and one is right. So I'm running two 100-watt Marshall cabinets, and I don't know. It seems to work for me. All my pedals, I mean, not all of them, but it runs in stereo. So to get the effect of a flanger, phaser, mm-hmm. things like that, it kind of works out good. And like I space one on each side of the stage, and
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. you'll hear that looping and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was definitely hearing that in Bloodthirsty. That was cool.
Oh, nice. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it. It's all good. I mean, I love my Marshalls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely. There's a camp that Marshall only, and then of course there's a couple others out there. But
yeah, these are like, I mean, this one's like a 68 model, and then that's the actual reissue of it. So it needed a mate, I thought.
Okay, so, yeah.
Now I just need two more cabinets, full stack. So
yeah, we might have a little bit of hard time fitting that all in here, but I guess we can.
If Jim Marshall needs my address, just let me know.
Yeah, you're willing to endorse,
yeah.
get your picture on Guitar Magazine, so, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm there.
That's cool.
All about
horns, so. Yeah, man.
What, you guys want to...
Rest of this show, you should call us Hot Box or Sweat Box.
Well, just...
It is hot!
Yeah. You know,
it is hot, but...
Well, it's because you got all that energy and it's just coming out,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Like in here, if you could shake my hand right now, it's actually on the cold side. So,
all the other
it's all good
lives.
Though, man. It's rock and roll, you know.
That's what rock and roll's
You're
all about.
On the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. There's a lot of fans out there that are into like vampires and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Halloween is coming up soon.
That is true. So let's dedicate this next one to all the fang bangers out there. This one is about a girl. We'll be right back.
I like to let it resonate all the way until it ends.
I didn't want to stop it. I did it.
We'll save that for the grand finale. All right, you're listening to WHFR. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show in the studio, Freak Box, for your listening pleasure. Yeah, definitely seeing a theme on these songs here, you know?
They're all happy songs.
Well, you know, Vampire Girl, Bloodthirsty, Drunk, you know.
Yeah,
you
that's
could,
true.
You could put them all together, couldn't you?
Story of my life.
It's the season.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it looks like, guys, we got about maybe 15 minutes or so to kill. So, you want to talk?
Well,
Again,
for people that may be tuned in kind of late, once again, you know, tell us how to find your music, the best ways, all the ways.
I would say Facebook at Freakbox Band. That would connect you to almost everything, because on there is all the connections to, you know, SoundCloud and Reverb Nation and things like that. Like, all the material is available digitally on the internet somewhere. Just, you're not getting a physical copy just yet. Maybe for Christmas.
Yeah, you know. I understand it's a great undertaking now, and it costs a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
And gone are the days where labels will take care of that for
exactly,
you.
Exactly, man, exactly.
What? You just ruined my rock and roll dream.
Oh, man.
What do you mean? A label's not going to take care of me? And, you know, put me where I deserve to be, in a luxury mansion,
you know, like,
with bling?
Like Led Zeppelin and all that, you know, just
have your own private jet. And,
yeah, those days are definitely over.
Gone. Yeah,
it sucks. But yeah, what can you do?
Excuse me, man.
That's all right.
I know this is like not very PC, but I smoked way too many cigarettes today, so vocals are a little rough.
Between that and the moisture in the air and all that rain, you got to be pretty messed up, huh?
Yeah, the like at 12 o'clock, I think it said the drive here would be like over 2 hours because of all that rain. It just totally flooded 94.
Yeah, yeah.
It showed like pictures and stuff. And
you were saying somebody actually got out there... their smartphone, and they broadcast live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was funny, man. Yeah. For the first time, he said, too, you know. Said he was saving it for a special occasion.
And he had plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, it's bad out there.
Hopefully he had lots to talk about, you know. Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be going on for another 3 days, so.
Yeah.
All those areas that you normally dive through that you know get flooded, they're flooded right now. You might as well get out your swimming trunks and, you know.
Mother Nature.
Well, let's do a song, man. Let's
you
do it.
You want to do it? Let's do that.
Do it.
That's what we're here for, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the world is listening, so.
Yes, they are.
Good luck, and don't F it up.
That's right, Brian.
Prepare, but now try. like that anymore.
Not even the Plasmatics can do that.
Ah, but back in the day, yeah. WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, live in the studio, the band Freak Box.
So what do you think? Good? You like it? Are you used to this type of stuff here? Or, I mean, have you ever had?
We get all kinds of different bands in here. I've had a 10-piece jazz band do a live set.
Wow.
I've had...
I know, right?
A gentleman last week, he's a one-band black metal band. He's looking for people to play with him, but he basically writes the songs, composes them, puts them together, and he plays all the instruments on his releases, every
wow.
one of them.
Well, that, man, you know, hopefully he'll find somebody, but, yeah. You know, it's hard to find people to do originals. I mean... I guess if he really wants to get on stage bad, you know, put a tribute band together or something. But no, he's probably, yeah. no. Never!
I don't know.
Nah, I have faith. I think he'll find somebody to play with him. But he's really doing it just for himself. He says, I just want to make music that I would want to listen to, and hopefully other people will want to listen to. That's all he's worried about.
It's nice to be able to do that, isn't it?
Like, yeah. You know, as opposed to like... kowtowing to what anybody's telling you to play, whether it's bar owners, labels, or anybody else for that matter.
That's true. Like, I can't really tell you what Freakbox is, but I can tell you that it's not about that censorship or prejudice or, you know, anything.
Well, yeah, but, you know, musically you should be able to do exactly what you want and let the audience decide. And the trouble is like, whether it's a bar owner or... radio stations, not this one, of course, but the commercial ones, you know, they're basically trying to tell everybody what to listen to, and this is what you should like.
Yeah, I didn't say payola.
No. That's an old-fashioned word, but yeah, no.
Whoops. I looked that up on Google. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so it's been going on since the dawn of rock and roll, but it's just much worse than it ever was.
You know? Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. With all this technology and internet, you would think that somebody would come up with a radio station that could play things like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm glad to do it, man. We're last of a dying breed, but we're gonna hang in there. Promise.
That's clapping.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so it looks like we're at our last song. Time slot, and
thanks again for coming in to play for us.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it
immensely. Anytime. We'll be back.
Definitely. I'm going to hold you to that.
Thanks. You know.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We'll do this again. I think it's fun.
All right. So what's the song that you're
going
to play? Okay,
this is another new one. This is one's about a long time ago. I co-owned a car with somebody, and one day it sat out for so long. It was a Delta 88 Oldsmobile.
Wow.
And, it had a Rocket 350 engine, and I thought maybe that engine could be used for a hot rod car, but I had no connections with that. So after a year of it sitting in the parking lot of the apartment complex, my girlfriend said, take it away.
Bummer.
Yeah.
everybody. This is Freak Box.
Thank you, Scott. All right.
Woo!
Scott,
all
right. All right.
Woo!
Everybody out there.
Woo!
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.